Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But listen, we want to say Merry Christmas to the farmers out there that grow our food. Did you know that 2% of America grows the food for 98%? We want to say Merry Christmas to our farmers out there. Take a look.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners, somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what dad does. So God made a farmer.
We want to say Merry Christmas to all of the American farmers that make our groceries and our food possible. Thank you and Merry Christmas to you. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for Sister Diana, and we thank you, Lord, for Miriam and all the church that got free from this persecution, Lord, how you freed them. We pray, Lord, that you'd restore their city, restore their homes, Father God, that Nineveh has turned, God, and I pray that you would begin to rebuild them a stronger, God. And I pray even for our military that lay down their lives for this and lay down their strength and their energy. You restore their families, restore them, God, that they would have a blessed, renewed Christmas, God. And we ask you, Lord, for America, that you would end abortion, send revival. God, send a third grade awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.